Romans chapter 3. Universal corruption. Man's corrupt words. Part 2. Tongues used to deceive. We read in Romans 3:13, their throat is an open grave, they use their tongues to deceive. Fallen men have all believed the lie, and are all enslaved to the father of lies. The only one upon whose tongue no deceit was found is Christ. For we read in 1 Peter 2, 21-22, for to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, no guile was found on his lips. The word guile means deceit. Christ had no guile because he is the truth. He is the very antithesis of what's being described here in verse 13. It's proof of corruption whenever a lie is manifested, because Christ cannot lie, and whatever therefore speaks the lie must be unholy and corrupt. Unbelievers lie without blinking. They lie to themselves by believing they're all right, or that God is not angry with them. They lie to others to get advantage. When push comes to shove, they will lie because, apart from God, there is no logical reason not to. When absolutes go out of the window, then all other moral or ethical systems are only relative. It's true that men sometimes have codes of honor for which they would rather die than lie. This is a form of goodness, and they'll be judged by it. But it wasn't wrought in Christ, so it's still sin. Do Christians lie? Are there lies in your life? What does that mean for your intimacy with Christ, the truth?